It's moving north and inland. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Isaias, a tropical storm now, was a hurricane when it hit the Carolina coast late last night, causing some flooding, hundreds of thousands of power outages. Some sparked fires. Fox's Evan Brown tracking the storm live.
Yeah, Dave, there's now reports of Isaias spawning a tornado in Bertie County, North Carolina, that struck a mobile home park. People are missing and presumed dead. The storm is now moving further up the coast.
This morning, already getting into the Washington, D.C. area, and with time further moving north during the day, going through Delaware, New Jersey, getting into Connecticut, and getting into Massachusetts, New Hampshire by this evening.
The National Hurricane Center director Ken Graham, the tropical storm warning zone extends all the way to the northernmost point on the coast of Maine, Dave.
Evan, talks will resume today in Washington on another round of Corona economic stimulus.
We think we need a much fuller, stronger response by the federal government to get out of this mess.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Republicans say Democrats are asking for too much money to bail out states and for extra unemployment. President Trump says if Congress doesn't do something, he might.
I'll do it myself if I have to. I have a lot of powers with respect to executive orders.
There's new police body cam footage from George Floyd's death during an arrest leaked to the media out of Minneapolis back in May, further showing his struggle with officers. A court's investigating how the video got out.
Attorney General Keith Ellison saying, quote, the prosecution team is not the source of the leak. We will continue to take the strictest precautions to ensure a fair trial. And as the state prepares to prosecute four officers for Floyd's killing, Minneapolis leaders are moving forward with defunding the police, even as crime rises.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty. A Culver City, California officer was shot, hit by a bullet from another cop as they opened fire when police say a homeless man with a knife lunged toward them. That man was killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got eight people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere. And it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Springfield's Talk 104.1 today, Election Day. Sample ballots at KSGF.com. If you haven't seen them, you may be surprised to find there are a number of seats that are being contested in the primaries. We have the phone lines open if you want to weigh in on any of the candidates or Amendment 2. Or if your particular municipality has anything else, I know the city of Springfield has a question also there. If you aren't aware of that, again, check out the sample ballots at KSGF.com. And then Delta Roofing sponsoring you weighing in, 447-KSGF. We've been taking your calls over the last half hour, and we'll get to some of the text messages as well. One of the text messages says that I know a lot of folks would be interested in knowing who Nick is going to vote for if they're willing to share. I won't go that far, but I will give some thoughts on just a couple of races and what, you know, as objective as I can. I've spoken extensively about Amendment 2 and why it is that I feel that that is going to, like just about every government expansion into the private sector, make it worse for the consumer, more expensive, less efficient, and then the patient is the one that suffers the most. History shows us that, so I don't know that I need to go into that a whole lot more, but I can recap it also. 447-KSGF. Now, Don Luzader with the latest news update.
Good morning. Part of the Greene County Jail locked down after an inmate tested positive for COVID-19. The sheriff's office became concerned after three former inmates who were transferred to the Department of Corrections tested positive for the virus. More than 760 Greene County Jail inmates have had to be tested. New numbers from the Springfield Greene County Health Department show 60 people with COVID-19 are in local hospitals. hospital. 17 of the patients are in the ICU and 13 are on ventilators. And health officials in Taney County heartbroken after reporting two more people have died from the virus. The health department says both were men, one in his 70s, the other in his 80s. The death toll in Taney County is up to 5. And that is the latest news.
Someone sent in a question saying that they heard you say you can vote an issue-only ballot. And then they said, is that true? No. What do you mean, is that true? Yeah. So people that don't necessarily want to vote for any candidates.
Right.
Now, is it a separate ballot, or do you just need to request one of the ballots?
You need to request an issue-only ballot, because so otherwise they're going to ask you what party ballot you want.
So you can say issue-only ballot, and then,
And then you don't decide any candidates, so just, I mean, it is what it is.
And that the issue, if there is one, of course, everyone in the state will have amendment to as an issue. That is also on the party ballots as well. So if somebody says Republican, you'll still, but if you don't care about any of the candidates, issue only ballot.
Yeah, the one thing you can't do in this election that you could in a general election, if you want to vote for some Republican candidates, some Democratic candidates, you can't do that.
Yeah, because this is the way that the parties choose which candidate will be allowed to use their banner to run on.
And in November,
that's and that's why it is that it works out that way. All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it greatly. Why do we keep losing Kim over there? What's going on?
I don't know.
It's like the second. Either she has a bad line or she keep having a Kim call in and then it keeps dropping off and she's calling back. So I don't know if it's because we're delayed getting to her or she's just having a hard time staying on the line. But we will get her if she does call back. We'll go here after the. Let me update you on the weather and then we'll go to Brian. Mostly sunny today, high of 76, clear 56 tonight, 82 tomorrow, and 86 on Thursday. It is 57 now. Let's go to Brian. Brian, welcome, sir. How do you do?
Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So thoughts on today?
I always get confused if I'm in the 139th or the 140th. Yeah. And pleasantly walked in today and realized I'm in the 139th. So Jerry Taylor, he's the only person running.
Made it easy for you.
Because I personally know somebody running in the 140th, and although I like the person, I think they're a self-promoter, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't really want this person, but I don't want to. So I was really torn. Thankfully, I didn't have to have that kind of a struggle in the voting booth this morning, but I did want to say no on the Amendment 2 thing for sure.
Got it.
It's kind of like having completely broke bank account and then deciding to go to the strip club. Just screw it. Let's just spend the money.
Right.
Worry about it later.
You'll have a good time.
Yeah. It's like,
it'll be wonderful. There'll be drink specials.
Out their fiscal.
Yeah.
So, that's all I wanted to say.
No, I appreciate it. I like that analogy. Yeah, it's like you're broke and you want to go to the strip club. Well, and they tell you we got all sorts of great deals and everything. Oh, the drinks are cheap, so it's like you're saving money because of the drink specials. And, I mean, and everyone loves going to the strip. Who doesn't want to go to, you know, I mean, yeah, it's wonderful. It's a great time. Who would be opposed to that? No, that's true. That is the way they sell it. It's all wonderful. You know, there's no downside at all. Yet every time, every single time, they should just call every ballot initiative of government expansion. This time it'll work. We promise amendment. That's what we promise. This time will be different amendment. We promise. Absolutely promise. To the text line. Let's see here. Vote no on 2 and Sandra McDowell for governor. Another, Sonia Anderson is the clear choice for Western Commissioner. The Missouri Constitution chooses Mike Moon for the 29th Senatorial District, says another message. And I think, and then, of course, I'd mention the one that was wanting to know my thoughts. We're going to get traffic update here with Don, and then we'll get more of your calls on the Queen City Motors talk and text line. Delta Roofing sponsoring this time in which you get to call in and have your voice as to today's vote with sample ballots at KSGF.com. I'm Nick Reed. Okay, everyone. Delta Roofing sponsoring open phone lines today. Your chance to campaign call in. If you're a candidate, call in. We haven't had any candidates call in. If you want to, you feel free to do so to let people know why it is you're running. Also, of course, voters letting you know why it is or whom it is they want to win. And, of course, you can elaborate as much as you want or as little as you would like. We go to Harry in Greene County. Harry, welcome. How do you do?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Hey, two things. I voted Greene County. I'm technically outside of the city limits of Springfield, but I am in the city, but out of the city, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And so for the polling station that I went to this morning, on the way in, had a vote yes for Prop 2, or amendment to whatever it is, vote yes on 2 on the way into the polling station, which I thought, I didn't know how they could put signs on the driveways going into the polling station. But
as long as it's so many feet from the entrance, and I don't remember the exact distance, but yeah, they're allowed to have, people can take signatures for petitions, and there can be campaigning, if you will, by way of signs, but there's a distance from the doorway that is a requirement.
Gotcha. And the other thing was, I was surprised that the Senate candidates were not on my ballot. So I've known Mike Moon since 93, and I was surprised that neither him nor his opponent were on the ballot that I was given this morning.
So are you not in their district, or you think you are in their district?
Well, there wasn't a Senate candidate on the ballot that I was given.
I'm trying to think if there's any that, well, I don't know the answer to that then. Where are all the other races on there? I'm trying to think.
It appeared to be, because I checked last night on the KSGF sample
right.
ballots to look and see. And when I was given a ballot this morning, that was one of the main reasons I went in to cast a vote.
Well, okay, so they're staggered. So you may be in an area where there isn't a race this time around. Like, you could be in Eric Burleson's district. He's not up for re-election. You know, those stagger. They're not like the assembly races that happen every 2 years. So that may be why. You may just be in a district in which it's not contested this time around. I would guess that would be the reason why. But if you were in Mike, so you're a Mike Moon guy? Is that what I'm getting, though?
You are getting that, yep. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Anybody else, or is that what we got?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. 447-KSGF is the talk and text line, calling in, letting folks know where you stand. Text message, Mike Moon has a screw loose, just says one. I don't know whether that means he's going to support him or not, or she, either which way. Let's go to Eric in Sparta. Eric, welcome.
I'm a candidate. I'm running.
Oh, great.
And I am actually running for the U.S. House of Representatives against Billy Long.
Very good.
And my deal is pretty simple. I built a website that every registered voter can securely log on and vote yes or no on every piece of federal legislation. I will vote on the website as well. Can't buy me. You got to buy all of us.
And so just so people know, this is you're challenging them in the primary. So people who get the Republican ballot in the 7th Congressional District, they will see your name there listed. So you're saying if you get elected that you'll have a site with all the issues to get people's feedback? Is that what you're saying?
I will say that every registered voter in the 7th District can log into, see every piece of federal legislation, and anything that's public knowledge, they can see it right there. Truth, nothing but truth. No advertising, no nothing, and my congressional salary will pay for the website.
And that is Eric Harl. Is it Harleman? Is that how it's pronounced?
Harleman.
Okay, H-A-R-L-E-M. And, of course, like I said, people will see that on the ballot. And, of course, they could see your name as well on the sample ballot at KSGF.com. Anything else, Eric?
I gave you the top spot for a reason. We'll see what happens.
All right, sir. Thank you much for calling in. Appreciate it. We are going to take another quick break. Now, I say quick break. I noted a couple days ago that our commercial load is a little heavier than usual. I'm not sure if you've noticed that. That will end after today. The reason it's that way is because there are a lot of campaign ads. And so we made allowances for more commercials than usual. And that will, like I said, end today. So if you can just be patient, Of course, you want to listen to them all. And then we'll get back to you on the line and also your text messages, 447-KSGF. I'm Nick Reed. Delta Roofing sponsoring our open lines today. You call in on election day, sample ballots at KSGF.com. Let's go to Stony in Springfield. Welcome.
Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
Thank you for being a patriot. It's glad to have you on board with everybody.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. I like being here. I like doing it.
Hey, that's awesome because you're consistent with what you do and you're very balanced on what you do in many cases. So we really enjoy that on the show.
Thank you.
So I voted against Parsons. He needs to go. He supported the Springfield Public Schools garbage plan that's actually hurting several Springfield families. And it seems that the candidate that backs that play is probably not a good fit for governor, but like I need to tell Springfield that anymore, right? I did notice that the last gentleman that called in, Eric Harleman, tried to play the card of they gave me the top spot for a reason. Well, thank you.
Oh, is that
Eric,
what he said?
Sure, he did. And I want to.
I have heard it, and I thought what he was saying is I made sure to get the top spot for a reason. Okay, I didn't realize that's what he said. So go ahead. But I didn't mean to interrupt.
He had this great idea on letting voters chime in, but then that comment just made me think the ballots are alphabetical. Why would you say that?
Yeah, well, maybe he thought. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
So, yeah, I must have misheard him a little bit.
I don't know either.
Cool. Very good. Any other thoughts, or you got Parson pretty much your target today?
Target. That's not a good word.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On.
I could trigger someone.
The Republican ballot had so many unopposed candidates today, so it made voting pretty straightforward.
All right. Got it. Hey, listen, appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thanks, Nick.
All right. Take care. Some of the other text messages here. Mike Moon wouldn't be so easily attacked if he didn't look like an old-timey villain. Now, I think that he looks like an old-timey cowboy.
Yeah, that's my first
thought. I think of Sam Elliott. I think of Mike, like a younger Sam Elliott is when I look at, I mean, that's just my thought. When I see Mike Moon, it's Sam Elliott 40 years ago, in my opinion. I don't think of him as an old-timey villain. Now, in certain outfit, I guess, maybe. But he doesn't have a mustache you can twist. He's got that big Sam Elliott mustache going for him. Text message, please vote Brett Johnson for Greene County Assessor's Office. He is the only outside candidate. He will bring much-needed change to that office. Thanks. Another saying, don't forget to check the back of the ballot. I just witnessed a voter in Ozark who missed the back and was raising hell because they missed the back of the ballot before submitting. All right, we'll get, if we do have any more calls, we've been going a good hour strong here. We can go further into it. We can go the whole rest of the show if you want. Your thoughts on, we've had one candidate call in, and that was for the 7th Congressional District, as was mentioned by that previous caller there. But any candidates are also free to call in and let people know why they're running, whether it's for re-election or if they're challenging an incumbent. And, of course, supporters of those candidates also call in. You can text in, too, but calling in lets you better articulate. Just sometimes tone makes a big difference. And you send a text in, and my tone goes along with it instead of the tone that's in your head as you write it. And so I always like to have the actual voice express the support. 447-KSGF, the Queen City Motors talk and text line, our open electioneering day, sponsored by Delta Roofing. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's Talk 104.1. We got Don Luzader with the latest news update.
Final candidates for Missouri November's general election will be determined today when voters head to the polls to vote in today's August primary. Poll goers will also decide Monday issues in Springfield as well as in Laclede and Dallas counties. If you do cast that ballot today, you will need to request a party ballot or an issues-only ballot. The only statewide issue is Amendment 2, which if passed would expand Medicaid to cover more Missourians. We'll, of course, keep you up to date as election results are announced tonight when the polls close at 7. here at KTTS News and KSGF News, as well as KSGF.com. We'll have those election returns county by county as they come in. The top prosecutor in St. Louis is facing a primary challenge after drawing criticism from President Trump for filing charges against a couple who displayed guns at protesters marching near their home. Kim Gardner is the city's first black circuit attorney. She's being challenged in the Democratic primary by Mary Pat Carl, who is white and once served as the city's lead homicide prosecutor. The winner will be heavily favored in November. You might remember in 2018, Gardner charged then-Governor Eric Greitens with felony invasion of privacy, accusing him of taking a compromising photo of a woman during an extramarital affair. It'll be interesting to see how Kim Gardner fares.
Today we will find out how corrupt the Democrat citizens of St. Louis are. They have an option here. This isn't between Republican and Democrat.
No, this is a primary.
This is primary. So it can't be one of those things where it's like, well, I just hate Republicans so much, I'll vote for a totally corrupt Democrat over a Republican. This, you have an opportunity to have a, now I don't know, this gal may be just as corrupt, I have no idea, but Kim Gardner has proven herself, and she's under investigation still for a number of things. So we'll see if the voters of St. Louis are as corrupt as Gardner is, or if they go another route today. I don't know which way it'll go. I have no clue.
I have no clue either.
All right. Thank you, KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. We've got a sunny day, 76 for a high tomorrow, or tonight rather, clear down to 56, 82 tomorrow, and sunny on Thursday, 86, 58 now. We go to Don Carricker. How do you do, sir?
Good morning, election day again.
Oh, wait, I want to make a correction. So there was a candidate who called in earlier, and he is running in the 7th Congressional District, and he evidently said something about, you know, that's why they put me at the top of the ballot, and referencing preference or something. Somebody else called and said, well, no, that's alphabetical. I didn't know for sure, but Tom Martz texted, he said, no, that's not how it's done. And I said, it's random, right? And he said that you draw chips with numbers on them, and then whoever has like the highest number is last, or vice versa. So it's a relatively random placement on the ballot. So I just want to make sure people do know that. Wanted to make sure that they didn't think it was alphabetical, because I wasn't sure whenever he said that. So that being said, Don Carricker, welcome. I imagine you have some thoughts today.
Maybe that's how we ought to elect people. let them draw ballots, and then they get to serve one term, and then they're out.
Well,
who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it'd be any worse than the way things are going now.
Exactly. Hey, I'm definitely wanting to talk about the governor's race. We need to get the governor that we have in there out. He was not elected. He was put in there. And Sandra McDowell is my choice for who I would recommend for governor for the state. Met her personally. She's been up to the Capitol at numerous rallies and things that we did up there. Talked with her, and she's very strong Second Amendment. She's also very strong on most of our constitutional rights and everything. I had a question, though, and this is on somebody different. For District 7, yes, Billy Long, as the commercial says, if you pay attention to the commercial that is going against Mike Moon, our beloved, you know, Representative Billy Long, the one that hasn't done much of anything, hasn't been very fed up lately from what he went in there for. Really, I don't think he's really done much of anything except enjoy the hot tub. So on District 7, I haven't heard much from Steve Chentek, C-H-E-N-T-E-K.
Yeah.
Have you?
No. So
I've looked him up, and the website is fabulous. It sounds like he's everything, you know, that I would agree with. But, you know, I've never met the guy personally. He's local. Don't know if he's ever been on the show, but somebody definitely I'm going to investigate before I vote. I'm not going to vote until tonight because I like to spend more than the typical 2 minutes.
Well, there's also
who you're going to vote for when you walk in the.
Yeah, and these, of course, on the sample ballots, and there are other options to it. One of them called in earlier, Eric Harleman and Kevin Van Story. You mentioned Steve Chentek, and then there's a Camille Lombardi-Olive. Those are all Republicans running, or they're running on the Republican ticket against Billy Long. So, you don't hear a lot. There are people, I guess there's a number of reasons people do it that run, but they don't really seem to run. I think some individuals, they think, well, the incumbent's unpopular and just having my name on the ballot will be enough. And it just doesn't work that way. Or it's more difficult than they thought, or I don't know. I'm not sure the reason, but it is oftentimes you see the ballot and you're like, well, I haven't even heard of these people. Why do they go out and spend the time and effort to get signatures, to get on the ballot, and then, you know, seem to not really do a whole heck of a lot? I don't know. I mean, it's not easy. I know that.
There haven't been any events they can have either. I mean, there haven't been any way to get the word out with the stupid COVID pandemic.
Right.
I mean,
that's fair. And it's difficult to raise money if you don't already have money. And if you're running against an incumbent in a primary, I understand. There's no question it is exceedingly difficult. I don't want to give the impression that I think it's easy and people who don't get their name out there to a greater degree are lazy or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I think that it is. I think people underestimate the difficulty of running, particularly in a primary and against an incumbent. That's why oftentimes, you know, you don't hear anything about these candidates. But that being said, sometimes you look them up and they don't have hardly anything about themselves. Also, not all of them. Some do. It sounds like the name you mentioned there, Steve Chetnik, has a nice website. But I've seen some where it's just a Facebook page, and they're like, I'm running to bring the voice back to the people, and that's it. Like, well, all right.
Those people, you do the same thing I do. It's like if they don't have time, if they haven't put in the effort to make a decent way to get their own voice out there, they're not going to be a very good advocate for us up there on the Hill or up in Jeff City. So, yeah, I discount those right off the bat. The one thing I am definitely against, why do we keep wanting to tighten the noose around our neck when it comes to taxes? You know, this amendment number 2 is so disingenuous when they put it on the ballot. Did you see how it's read? It says it may cost as much as $200 million, but it may save as much as $1 billion. And that's bull crap. That's so disingenuous on the wording that they put on those ballots, which is why you can't spend 2 minutes in the ballot box deciding. You've got to spend an hour today. At least, if you haven't done anything, spend an hour today investigating the things that are important.
Well,
to
I think
you.
Yeah, and I think most
and make your decision based off that.
Well, I think most thinking people recognize that, you know, the idea government's going to save money is laughable. And they say, well, it may save this much. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully.
Since when have they ever saved us any money? Yeah. The last thing I want to say is that, remember, you do not have to, it's not like a test you took in school. You don't have to circle in every single question. You can leave them blank. If you don't know the person and you don't know how to vote, don't base it on just, well, I saw 3 signs on my way in here. Don't do that. Just don't vote for that person. You will not cancel out somebody's good vote who did spend the time and effort to go through it and figure out what they're going to do. So that's my 2 cents.
All right.
Get that out there.
Very good, Don Carricker, everyone. Thank you, sir. You take care. We're going to get a break in here. We've got traffic with Don Luzader. Wally, we will get to you next here on Springfield's Talk 104.1. I'm Nick Reed. Delta Roofing sponsoring call-ins this morning on Election Day with election ballots, sample ballots, rather, at ksgf.com. Let's go to Wally in Mount Vernon. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Nick, I don't know if you remember me.
Yes,
you
I do.
Out to my church years ago,
I was just telling Sarah about that off air. You were kind enough to ask me to come, and it was for, it was several years ago.
Tri-County Pregnancy Resources.
Yeah,
yes,
that's
sir.
Right, and I was honored to be able to help out with that. How do you do?
Yeah, I appreciate your help. Well, I'm doing well, and we're still, the center's still going well. We're trying to expand. We're holding some other fundraisers this year. But I was calling today for a couple of reasons. One, if your listeners that live in Lawrence County, I would appreciate their vote for state representative when they go to the polls today. I've been campaigning for that for several months now, and today's the day. And your last caller, he was questioning about Steve Chetnik.
Oh, right.
I got a hold of Steve a few weeks ago and on Facebook and had him come up to Mount Vernon. I asked him if I could meet with him, and he came up to Mount Vernon within a couple of days. And we sat and had coffee for about an hour at King Bean Coffee, and I like the guy. He's a very, very plain-spoken, very passionate. The guy just bounces with passion. about the principles he believes in as far as our country and the stand, well, all the basic conservative values. He doesn't just believe them. He's very passionate about them. And so I just wanted I don't know a whole lot about him other than that, but just meeting with him for about an hour was enough to convince me he was a man I would support and vote for.
All right. Very good. Well, it's good to hear some insight on that because, like you mentioned, Don, who called earlier, wasn't really sure. He definitely seemed interested in him. It was clear he went to different websites, and that's the one that it seemed like had enough information that it intrigued him. So it's good to hear that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you are on the – and that's people who look up the Lawrence County ballot on our sample ballots, that's where they'll see your name because that's where that's the county that your district is in.
Right. Lawrence County, 157th. Okay. Yes, sir.
All right. And the name again for people that missed it?
Wally Long, state representative, 157th.
Well, it's good to hear from you. I hope all is well with you. All right, you do the same. Thank you so much.
We'll see you again.
All right.
See you again sometime. Take care.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Let's go to Brent. Brent, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Nick. This is Brent Johnson. I'm Republican running for Greene County Assessor.
All right, excellent.
I'm the only candidate who's outside of the office running for assessor. Our current assessor is retiring. And I want to stop the status quo. Let's stop electing assessors from within the office. Let's have some fresh perspectives in the assessor's office.
Well, that's kind of a novel concept, isn't it?
Absolutely. So I've been working hard getting the vote out here, folks. And honestly, for 30-plus years, we've elected people from within the office. It's time to have the citizens be back the focus of the assessor's office.
Well, and I know we have, and I'm going to run through them here, a couple of different text messages that say vote Brett Johnson, and they mentioned some of that you just did as well. So I know you've got some supporters out there that are vocal this morning, and appreciate you calling in this morning.
Thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate it.
All right. Absolutely. Now let's hit some of the text messages. The problem with governor and lieutenant governor is that nobody has run a serious campaign, so there's not one person we can rally behind. You might as well give it to Parson and Kehoe because no one else has the name recognition. Here, Brett Johnson, as we just heard from, is the best candidate for Greene County Assessor. He'll bring a fresh perspective and committed leadership to the assessor's office. Please vote for conservative Brett Johnson today, Greene County Assessor. Another saying, vote Brett Johnson for Greene County Assessor, the only outside candidate. He wants to stop the status quo. Another, I support Brett Johnson for Greene County Assessor. He's the only candidate that's not currently working at the county. He has great plans on how to improve the office and work for the citizens. The other two guys have not talked about how they would improve things. In fact, they have said that they wouldn't change anything. There is always something to improve. Vote no on two, says another text message. Van Kelly for State Senate District 33. And then asking, is Sandra McDowell more conservative than Mike Parson? All right, going to take a break. We've got Don Luzader with the latest traffic, and we can, like I said, if any more text messages or calls, feel free. We've had a good run today, but we'll continue on as long as they're coming in. Sponsored by Delta Roofing. I'm Nick Reed, Springfield's Talk 104.1. I got another text message vote. Brent Johnson, Greene County Assessor. He will bring a fresh perspective and be a positive change that the stagnant office needs. Vote Brent Johnson. Well, I will say this morning that Brett Johnson certainly has gotten the most shout-outs and support via text or call-ins this morning. A couple of others we heard in support of Bishop Davidson in that race, Wally Long calling in also, and a number of others. I will give in the upcoming hour my thoughts on just a I really, really hesitate to do this. Now, Amendment 2, I've expressed to you that it is a really bad idea. All you have to do is a couple of things. Note, it's government expansion, promising to make things better. How many times have we heard that? And left-wing outlets support it. All of the left-wing editorials that you have that, the anti-Trump folks, all of the, the big government Nancy Pelosi types, they all support it. What does that tell you? Come on. There is one race that I'll specifically talk about in which I do feel pretty strongly about. There's another one that I think I can fairly give you my assessment of two of the candidates in an objective way. And in doing so, not necessarily my goal wouldn't be to sway people, but different people look for different things in office. They look for different types of people in office, and they are two different candidates in a number of different ways, two different people. And I think differentiating them, in my opinion, anyhow, might help you decide which one would better suit you. So I'll do that as best as possible. I always get a little leery of doing that. I just, when it comes to these primaries, oftentimes I don't like to weigh in. And part of the reason is because if they do get into office and it's an individual that I've come out in with a great deal of support for, then I fear that it may diminish if I support something that they stand for as an elected official, that people will think, oh, well, of course he supports that because he supported that person. But then when it comes to a lot of Democrat-Republican races, I'm less bothered by telling you whom it is I would support. So I guess that's what tends to make me feel like, I don't know, no harm, no foul. This is one of those instances I probably greatly overthink things when I don't need to. That's a fault of mine. We'll have all that coming up in the next hour. I'm Nick Reed, Springfield's Talk 104.1.